Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Real Talk Radio with Brian and Hope. I am your host, Brian, and welcome to my co-host, Hope. How you doing this evening, young lady?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. I would like to welcome our infinite source angel, Eva. She is the reason we are here this evening and every Sunday and Monday evening. Good evening, young lady. How are you?
Good evening. I am groovy. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
You're
always groovy.
We're doing pretty good. Our third part series on the different forms of child abuse in our society today. And tonight's discussion is about the money trail, how it's used to indoctrinate our kids into schools and the so-called social justice programs. It's how, and also how it's used to entice these little kids into the trafficking trade. Easy money. And that's one of the biggest ways to do it.
It is. Unfortunately, it's all about the money for the people at the top. Everybody is a pawn. The children are the easiest target. And once you get the women out of the way, get them busy and focusing on basically anything else, they have no time to focus on what's going on with the kids.
Well, that's why
we
Hollywood
the trails
and the music industry are the biggest facilitators.
Well, think about that. How they, the stars that they build up and the personas that they want the children to, you know, emulate. You know, I'm sorry, but no 9-year-old should be walking around in short shorts and belly shirts. I think that's absolutely revolting. But these are the clothes that, you know, the kids are seeing on TV, on the shows, on TikTok, on all these apps. It's how they're getting in, because parents are throwing a little bitty machine that I'm holding in my hand in their kid's face, because who has time? Here, do this. Are you really watching? Do you have parental controls on all your kids' stuff? Are you going into their phones and seeing? I know some are. I've talked to some that regularly go through the children's phones. I did. That's how I found out my son was being bullied and being bullied hard. But I went through everything. I made sure I paid attention to what was going on. Because the stats for runaways that are going into CPS.
If you don't keep an eye on your children, that means the government gets to.
Well, that's how the government did it. Up here, anyways, they did it through child tax credits. Right, so the government has a financial stake in every child's life to the tune of $600 if you're below $32,000 a year per month per child to a maximum of 5. So they get, if you have 5 children and you make below $32,000 a year, the government gives you $3,000 a month. You don't think that they're going to come and say, oh, by the way, we helped pay for that child. Now we can do what we want. And that's what they're doing for all the indoctrination through the schools. They're pushing every agenda that they want.
They push it in Hollywood and on TV and on these reality shows and with people like Taylor Swift. These little children do not need to be dancing like that. They don't. Shouldn't be in their heads right now. They should be little kids.
Well, don't forget, though, too, that there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of parents that facilitate this also because they want their 15 minutes of fame. So they use their children that way, and it is totally, completely disgusting that it's total child abuse, and especially the Hollywood muses, as I call them, because that's all they are. They're paid to entertain us, period.
Just call them paid dancing monkeys.
Well, you have, what is that? Megan Fox, who has three sons, and she's dressing all three of her sons up like girls and having them wear makeup and stuff like that. And there was a rumor around many years ago that Megan Fox was born a male, which is still a good possibility because I don't put anything past Hollywood.
No, I don't think she was born a male. I think she just pushes that shit on her kids.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it was a rumor that was going around many years ago.
Well,
yeah, Jamie Lee. Jamie Lee Curtis was.
Video, and if so, that's one hell of a surgeon.
Jamie Lee Curtis was born hermaphrodite. You know, she had both male and female parts. And
mommy was Janet Lee. Daddy was Tony Curtis.
Right.
That's right.
And there you go again, another Hollywood family.
And then look at the majority of, you know, way back in the day, the majority of female roles were actually played by males.
Yeah.
And so anything and everything is possible, most likely probable, when it comes to Hollywood.
But see, that's the thing. They have put Hollywood, they have made people where they can't discern Hollywood from real life.
Well, yeah, because there are a few that I follow that seem to know, and I don't adore them, okay? I just follow them, like, on Twitter. And James Woods, you know,
sure,
he's decent.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
And yeah, so
yeah.
They're far and few between, but still, you know, you have, and you perfect example, little Taylor Swift. You know, I'm convinced. What?
That's manufactured.
What?
That is a manufactured kid.
I believe that she is related to Anton LaVey.
Well, I don't know about that, but
she looks exactly like his daughter. Exactly. Like his daughter. And rumor has it, that she might be the offspring of Anton LaVey and his daughter, you know, in an incestuous way.
Well, coming from Hollywood, it wouldn't surprise me.
Right. Right, and they're Satanists. They're Satanists.
It just wouldn't surprise me.
But so many of them.
All of this fake stuff, whatever they do in reality, they're going to get away with.
Well, if you want to add something to that, why do so many Congress members hold stock in Disney?
Well, we know why that is.
Okay. Well, exactly. But, I mean, that in 2021... because I can't find the other sheet right now. I'm looking for it. But in 2021, there was 52 of them that held stock in Disney.
Oh,
47
no doubt.
That held stock in Pfizer. 47 that held stock in Johnson & Johnson. 66
what?
that held stock in Microsoft. We can just go down the line.
Now, here's a real good
I'm
one.
Sorry,
here's a real
but
good
if
one,
you
Hope. Want to
follow money, you,
here's a real
it,
good
it,
one,
it goes right... What's that?
See each one of those companies, which one of them Nancy Pelosi owns stock in.
Well, of course. You know, she has her mitts
well,
and everything.
Well, it's not just one-sided, though. See, that's the thing that's going to come out here now. Right. It's not just one-sided.
Not at all.
Right? Right. And everybody has to be prepared for that, because if you go and you look at headlines just alone, you're going to get Republicans that hold stock as well.
It's
and I know,
right.
Like, Nancy, you know how I feel, but you know how I feel about her. You know how I feel about her.
It's no different than Epstein's
system,
list. There's people on both sides that are on that list. That's why it hasn't come out yet.
Yes, yes. That's right.
The truth.
That's exactly
the truth.
Because
the truth may hurt.
Follow
but
the money.
Yeah.
It's got to come out. It has
that
to come out.
Right,
it all has
really
to come out.
Hurt.
Like, enough.
Yeah. The truth may hurt, but lies devastate. And if people.
Well, that's what I was saying,
you know,
about. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, honey. I was listening to you.
No. Also, I know I have a tendency to interrupt. I'm so bad at that. I'm sorry. No, it's what I was saying to somebody earlier today is when abuse or trauma or something is going wrong, you have to be brutally honest with people about it. You have to. It can be no other way, because truth like that is, if something is that bad, if the evil or whatever you want to call it is in that deep and it's festered for so long, you have to just lay it out. The truth just has to come out flat out. There is no other way to say it.
Well, not just a matter of that. It's just people are so desensitized these days. You have to, it's got to be the brutal, honest truth.
Yeah, and people have to accept that a lot of the people they support might not be the good guys after all.
Exactly.
And it's a hard pill to swallow. It's hard to choke it down. I had to do it up here because of the way the system is. I don't support anybody right now because it doesn't matter who gets voted in. They all swear the oath to the crown, so whatever. They don't do it to Canadians or countries, so why? Unless someone's going to speak out and try something, why bother? Doesn't really matter, and I can't do it. I can't put so much energy behind people that are just going to do the same thing again.
The ones,
which is
the ones
true.
So why not try to show what the hell is going on and make people
there
listen?
For the reasons they're supposed to be there for.
Yeah, no, and I
think
you have
to
that. Yes.
It's
very vast. I mean, because you have. All these different peoples and entities that are helping along the way, okay? I know a lot of people that put a certain person, his initials are EM, on a pedestal. We'll just call him Elon Musk. And put him on a pedestal.
I felt the laser pointer coming out, Eva.
And think that he's such a good guy. Oh, yeah, he's going to save the First Amendment. Free speech. No, he's not. He's a deceiver. That's what he is.
He bought a free advertising platform for SpaceX and the rest of his businesses.
That's all he did. It was to behoove him. To benefit him, not to benefit we the people of the world.
You think he's going to get more than $44 billion worth of free advertising out of, I think he already has, out of X and the rest of the, plus advertising the rest of the businesses that he's got.
Exactly, but people will still stick up for him, and he's such a good guy. If he's such a good guy and he believes in the First Amendment, freedom of speech, then all these people would not be getting banned, put on restriction, and all the bullshit. Mm. And our questions would be answered. Like Hope, you know, she has posed quite a few good questions directly towards him, and does anybody get back to her? No. Everything gets, they keep an eye on her, what she's posting. Of course they do. But
oh, well, here you go. Here you go. Speaking of Ms. Swift and Mr. Travis Kelce, they haven't spoken in days and aren't reportedly close to breaking up.
Go figure.
Okay,
well,
really?
Because Joe Biden's no longer going to be the Democratic nominee, so.
Really? He, you know.
There's no more need for
really,
it.
I was really paying attention to that that Travis guy the last few times that he spoke. Talk about Neanderthal. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
did
yeah.
He fit the
he's
bill?
Definitely dumb as a bag of hammers.
He is, and anybody that thought that that was true love, they're again, they're living in fantasy world.
The only
okay?
thing those two
and
were
who,
in love with were, there were three people those two were in love with. One was each themselves, because they were each in love with themselves, and that third person was Benjamin Franklin.
Of course, you know, and if they say that breaking up is hard to do, now I know that it's true.
Look,
yeah, and,
here comes the new song.
Yeah, they're here it comes, and but the whole thing that. How it was promoted and stuff. Anybody with half a brain cell knew that it was just propaganda.
Well, here we go. Call me an idiot. I don't know. This is a girl who's made literally $1 billion off of songs about bad choices about men, and she wants me to pick Joe Biden?
that's a good one. But then... I mean, because I saw part of her list of men in breaking up and crap, and I tell you, she's quite the little tramp.
I have a meme of her sitting on a bench in front of a trailer, pregnant. And in the back, it has Hunter Biden would appear, and it says it only took one night in Missouri.
Now, that reminds me of one that I saw, and it was of a pregnant Barbie. And the caption was, "My daddy says I'm the best kisser in the whole trailer park."
Oh, snap.
Oh, no.
That must have been Country Barbie.
No, that was Taylor Swift Barbie.
Oh, shit. See, I call it Trailer Swift.
But you know, she is quite, you know that song, who was it, the Beach Boys? Round, round, get around, she gets around. Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, she is quite the tramp, though.
But they use her to influence
Wait a minute.
The young ones.
Right?
But,
Eva?
You know, like, okay. Unfortunately,
that name was run around
they're pushing these people.
And you're right. I mean, they do, and but see the one thing is that these people that are being used, such as Taylor Swift and stuff, I don't think that they realize that they too are disposable. Because
well, they have handlers, right? They have somebody who's with them all the time. Making sure,
oh, for sure
you go, 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 go. There's no
oh,
time
yeah.
to stop to think to even process. And you believe the hype eventually, I would assume, or, you know, you're just one of the team because I'm sure they've got
usually,
operative
usually
working
when
wherever
that,
the frick they want
the parents that are the handlers.
You know, a lot of them are.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah. They really are.
Cause
and that's again
Britain,
the money.
Yep.
In Britney Spears' case, her dad, James
yep.
Spears.
Well, not just Britney,
her
sister,
handler.
Too, Jamie Lynn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. And then look at Brittany today. Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, I used to think that Britney Spears was a very, very attractive young lady. She was very pretty, perfect. I mean, beyond perfect teeth. And then you look at her today and all that MK Ultra and stuff that was put in her brain and then her going crazy on air. It wasn't that she was really going crazy. It's that she was having, I guess, I don't want to say withdrawals, but she was fighting herself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was having a meltdown.
And
she was like a mouseketeer, wasn't she? With like Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, she was little.
Yeah.
That brings me back to why Congress.
If people know this is going on, why are the people meant to lead us investing in the companies that perpetuate this stuff? Can somebody please answer that question?
You just answered your own question. They're investing.
No, but why is it being allowed to continue? If everybody knows that they invest in these places and these places are the problem, what I'm not understanding is how they still have the support behind them and no one is calling them out.
People no longer care.
I do believe that people are calling them out. That's a big problem.
There were a lot of
protests at Disneyland and Disney World and stuff, you know,
not
the groomers.
Not so much Disney. The people that are meant to lead us that are investing in these places and keeping them going.
Well, it's because they're still underhanded.
It's what's going on underneath it all.
They're still making money. Look at Walt Disney.
I mean, he was
a 33-degree Mason. There is a restaurant in Disneyland called 33, and it's very well hidden. But then look at all the nasty stuff that came out of Disney. I still have the video cover of the Little Mermaid where it has a penis as far as one of the pillars. My sister has that one too. So many hidden things in Disney. There's a cartoon and it's Donald Duck is in it and he goes to the eye doctor and there's an eye chart that says something about the Illuminati.
You look everywhere there's symbolism.
You know, I saw
hell, Washington, D.C. itself is built on Masonic symbolism.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And this is what evil makes the world go round. And it's very, very sad to say. I mean, if you don't have God in your life, then Lord help you. Because I'm a firm believer that, you know, on Judgment Day, there won't be any do-overs, and you're going to be held accountable for all this stuff that you have promoted and you follow. But a lot of people don't even believe that the Vatican is evil. Vatican is a number one evil, and they're supposed to be godly people?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
They host the false prophet.
You know, nasty, nasty, nasty. For sure, 100%.
True believers will not be deceived, is how it's said.
But
right?
This Pope is promoting, this Vatican is promoting the false prophet.
But it's not just this one. I mean, it's all the, you know, the was going to say POTUSes, all the popes before and stuff. You know, for one thing, they're hiding all this pedophilia.
Yes,
paying it off. You know, you have Congress has a little slush fund going too.
They got quite a few of those.
Well, yeah, it is true. But to hide all your indiscretions, such as, you know, all the crap that Adam Schiff has done with little kids.
I think Mr. Garvey is about to unseat Mr. Schiff.
You know, look, okay, I don't know if it's going to actually be, well, he could if he could help promote it once if he becomes if he gets Dianne Feinstein's position, sure. But he's only ahead of Schiff 2 points right now.
That's a start.
Or 2%. 2%. So it is a start. Go, Steve Garvey.
Right.
But you know,
see, those are the grassroots campaigns that we talk about, that we need to get these people in so we can change these laws.
This is crazy, though. How can we, and ultimately, who is paying, who is footing the bill for those slush funds? We, the taxpayers, are.
Exactly.
And we're allowing this to happen.
Well, you also have to understand that people like Bill Gates get in there and donate a bunch of money to this cause or that cause, and people follow money and will do whatever the money tells them to do.
You know,
I don't think money is the root of all evil. I think money is what brings out the root of all evil.
He invested $1.75 billion in the COVID vaccine distribution and making of. He created 7 mRNA companies to, like, build vaccine companies to make the vaccine, 7 of them.
Yeah, but see, you've got to look at all the fake food plants that he's been processing and building on the side as well.
Yeah. So okay. You tell me if they're going to let COVID actually die out after they invest all that money in it. There's absolutely no way. And the CDC comes out now and says, oh, it's just like the flu, like we were talking about. It's always for money. And they abuse people for money.
Right. I believe that they're just rebranding
now.
Exactly. It is very, very sad, but I believe that they're just rebranding it, and it's going to be named X. You know, the new latest disease out there will be X.
Well, the flu vaccine being transitioned to mRNA too. Everything's cancer is being transitioned to mRNA.
Well,
everything's being transitioned to mRNA. They've invested too much money.
Uh-huh.
They can't let
it
fail.
They can't.
I do have an answer for your question as far as, well, the way I see it, as far as why people are allowing this.
Mm-hmm.
This world is filled with evil. People just don't care anymore.
What?
There are some
that
do. Don't get me wrong. But there's just an overwhelming amount of it anymore that we're going to have to fight.
Well, see, what I wonder about that, though, is because there was that talk about the God gene that they were trying to remove. Okay, now I don't, that's a conspiracy or whatever people want to take it as. They can look it up for themselves. But did they actually remove that? And that's why people have no faith? Not as many as they did before? And it seems to be only a certain type group of people that don't have the faith they did before? Because other countries seem to hold on to their religions just fine. Or
no, to be honest, I think it's
whatever.
A mental thing.
But that's what
I think
I'm
it's
saying.
A mental
Did
thing.
They actually figure out a way to trigger it?
They have these kids indoctrinated with TV and video games and everything else. Then they get them on these psychotropic drugs if these kids tell them they have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you combine all of that shit in these little kids' heads? Wow.
Oh, 100%. There's no way a four-year-old should be learning about if they're being asked if they're a boy or a girl or an animal.
But I do have faith.
I just do not understand.
Man,
I'm sorry.
I watched the video of a little man walked up next to, definitely brought a tear to my eye, walked up next to three officers that were standing on the street corner talking, and he asked them if he could pray for them. And they all stood right there on that street corner in a circle, held hands and prayed. And this little man was no more than 6 years old.
Well, that's a miracle within itself.
That's wonderful.
You know?
Yeah.
But,
that's the kind of stuff that gives me hope.
They're demonizing God and
yes.
And I've said this a million plus times that we live in a fast food society. We want everything yesterday. People will fall asleep during an hour church service, but they'll stay up watching porn for 3 hours straight.
Go figure.
It is, it's so, so sad to me. And like I said, they're demonizing God. They're trying to erase God out of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so discerning. So sad that people are falling for this hook, line, and sinker. But I'll tell you this, is that if all these people believe in Satan, believe in the devil, and stuff like that, you have to believe in God, too, period. No,
oh,
if,
I agree
100%,
but I don't think what they... To be honest, I don't even think they believe in the devil. I don't think they believe in anything but themselves. I think the only reason they say they believe in that crap is because it goes against the norm. It goes against the old ways of doing things.
Which is a good possibility. But they, you know, look at how they glorify. I mean, in a subtle way, too. I mean, you had friggin' George Floyd, who had more fentanyl in him than three growing Stacey Abrams.
Oh, don't
and,
even get me started with that guy. He held a pistol to a pregnant woman's stomach and asked her if she wanted him to pull the trigger.
But he beat her. He beat her too.
He's a scumbag.
But you know, everybody, our own government glorified him. You
mm-hmm.
know, how many funerals did he have? Like three processions and a golden casket, and then you have all these people that are getting murdered by these illegal aliens and stuff, and it is Gosh, this last little girl, and I call her a little girl because she's a very young woman, okay? And
she was in her early 20s, for crying out loud.
You have the news media who are faulting her, saying if she didn't fight back, then, you know, things could have been different for her.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Wow.
Oh, gosh, forgive me. you know, screw that noise. I am so sick.
What's bothering me about that is it's now seeming to be used as a tit for tat as far as when you guys are bringing up what's going on with the illegals down there and it's happening, you know, the abuse that they're perpetrating. The other side is saying, well, look what this person did and look what that person did. Why are we tit-for-tatting abuse on children? Because the Dems blocked the bill that would put the people who bought children for sex, 1 to 5 year olds, in jail for longer than 2 years. Most of them only get probation, apparently.
Yep.
Would they like to discuss that? Because I'm sorry, having sex with a 1 year old is a problem.
Oh
my
gosh.
They say that the people that buy them are victims too, apparently, to the Democrats down there.
Okay, but
I can't reconcile this problem in my head. Like, we're talking about children. The illegals is a major problem for you guys down there. I understand that. But it's systemic, to use that word, sorry, but it's all over up here, too. I mean, I can't deny that. I'm not just, you know, I'm not bashing things down there. But, you know, I've read enough. I've seen a lot.
It's linked to everything.
Something has to give. Something has to give here. I mean, we know so much. There's so much. You just have to look on X. People are saying the same things over and over again, but it's the same things from years ago. And then they'll put breaking.
Well,
are you kidding me? Catch up.
I would like to, in hope, maybe this could be one of your projects, is to find out the statistics of how crime was, say, when the death penalty was implemented, as opposed to now you get out of, you just get a slap on the hand and you get released. I'm very curious to know the statistics, because I saw a meme today and said that basically, I can't remember it verbatim, but it had a gallows and, you know, some wood and a rope for hanging. And this is what this was what it was about. You had to have people held accountable. Today there is no accountability for any kind of bad behavior. That behavior gets rewarded, and we'll use again, I'll throw his name out there, George Floyd. You know, his bad behavior cost the taxpayers how many it ended up being, you know, at least a couple of $1 billion after it was said and done. And then our government is freaking bowing down, taking a knee for George Floyd, a known drug addict. How embarrassing is this? This is.
Well, is this for Hunter Biden?
That little puke. He comes out of court and he's higher than a freaking kite.
And there's another scumbag that's untouched because he's got how many kids on his goddamn laptop and still hasn't been put in prison or executed for
exactly.
Exactly.
There, the buck stops here. I mean, we have to get more involved. Okay,
100%.
We definitely have to start at ground level. And meaning, you know, board meetings and stuff like that. And I've been to some board meetings are very, very dull and boring. But it's a vital importance that we get involved at ground level and do something about this, because it just infuriates me.
That are allowing this shit to happen to their kids willingly.
Right. And parents, oh my gosh, any woman that And I've seen plenty of these on the TikTok. And I don't have a TikTok account at all. These are just TikToks that I've seen that other people have posted. You know, but when you have a grown-ass woman literally sticking her ass in an infant, a child, maybe, I don't even know if the kid was a year old, in his face and laughing, and people recording this and thinking that it is so funny. My gosh. Again, I just want to slap a bitch. I mean, it is so sad that my God, that these children are subjected to this perverse crap. It just infuriates me.
I can't picture either one of you little bitties doing that.
Oh gosh. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't even twerk in, if I had a husband, I wouldn't even twerk in his face, okay? That is how that became so popular, again, is beyond me, and it's gross, it's sickening, it's oh gosh, it's so nasty.
A lady dancer for her man is one thing, but sometimes there's things that go too far.
Okay, Brian, do you want a 50-year-old woman like grinding her ass in front of your face?
If she was my lady, I thought she was hot, most definitely.
Ooh, I don't know. I view it very differently. I think that it's gross. It's gross and disgusting.
It's the relationship thing.
And I don't want a guy like.
It's not like
I'm going
to pay some old 50-year-old woman to dance. No.
I think it would be disgusting if I did have a husband that he danced his thing in front of my face.
I might have 50 cents for some birdseed.
Oh my gosh. Brian, you know mom liked me the best, Brian. I'm gonna break it to you right now.
I used to tell
but it is so sad.
I told you, one of my brothers, the best part of him ran down my mom's leg and ended up with a brown stain on the sheet.
My goodness.
We were harsh.
I'm still here. Hello.
We were mean to each other, but don't let anybody else mess with us.
And then abuse. Oh, my goodness gracious. There are so many forms of abuse out there.
And manipulation is the big one that they're using right now.
Right.
It's manipulation and fear. And savior complex. You know, like fear the illness. Take this brand new, never approved for use in humans before COVID vaccine to save people. I don't want anybody to take it from me. I had an adverse reaction to a med. You don't want to go through that. No, don't do it for me. Don't use me as your little, your go-to, as your keywords
exactly
or whatever you're
going
to do.
No,
I don't want
exactly
to do that person.
I'm not being anybody's guinea pig.
No, but don't use the people. Don't say, well, take it for the people that can't be vaxxed. Okay, I can't be vaxxed. But don't you dare take it up and then say you did it for me, because if something happens to you, I'm not holding responsibility for that. I don't want anything to happen.
Well,
they mentally abuse people to believe they're doing something good, and then when something bad happens, they deny the reaction. Oh, it wasn't that. The thing you just had injected into your arm? Oh, no, you got to wait 2 weeks till that works. What? If somebody OD'd on the street with too much heroin, it would be the heroin. They wouldn't have to wait 2 weeks for it to activate.
And then you got to get the next booster.
Right.
I don't understand how people can't see the common sense. Where is it?
There you go. Boom. Common sense. There is none.
I know many years ago, they used to have billboards out, and they had this sweetest, cutest little baby on the billboard, and it says, Grandma, I want a hug. Oh, don't forget to get your whooping cough, you know, vaccine.
Oh,
and,
I know.
Yeah, I remember those.
They do this deliberately to play on our heartstrings. And
programming.
Because, yeah, for sure.
It's abuse.
You know,
it's emotional abuse.
How many kids were duped into doing the for the cervical cancer
HPV?
What was the, HPV virus, and they had boys saying that boys can get it too, and it's like I want to see the statistics on this. Okay, I don't want the statistics from the CDC. I want it from an actual independent biologist, and I want to know what is really going on, because so many people, so many young women, and we've had the cervical cancer since the beginning of time. Okay, hello.
Oh yeah,
and,
that's right.
And then just like within the last 10 years, they're all worried about it. Why? Because they want to sell a product. That is the
That's
only
exactly what
reason.
It is.
And
you know, to be honest, I don't think we had half of these diseases before we started ingesting their bullshit.
Oh, exactly.
I believe it's 77 vaccinations your kids have to take by the age of 18, I believe the number is.
But those could be those could be three in ones, meaning three vaccines in one shot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, I can appreciate that, but
in 10 vaccines, but when they're actually getting 77 pricks, just imagine how much dope, and I call it dope, that you are putting into that child's body.
Mm-hmm.
None of it's been tested. It is so doggone sad that people just allow this. This is how come the main reason why I admire the Amish. Huh? What was that name?
Yes. They removed the animal trials from products now, or even the human trials, I believe, too. They can, like, basically bring it to market.
Yep.
They don't have to go through the trial processes. And like the one booster was tested on 8 mice. Oh, yep, safe and effective. Here you go. Poke it.
Oh,
eight mice.
Because mice are their bodies are exactly like human bodies. They're exactly the same. Come on.
Yep, the humanized mice. Do you want to talk about the humanized mice that they made to test these viruses on?
We're
saving that for another day, aren't we? Wait, I gotta save it. No.
Pinky in the brain, come on.
oh, hell no.
Oh, nope. My goodness gracious.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Pinky in the brain.
A new show?
Pinky
it's
and the Brain.
Be and it will be called Pinky and the Brain.
Well, no.
I can't help
now,
it.
Okay, Pinky and the Brain. Now, if that was not Fauci and Gates, I don't know what was.
No.
It's beginning with the Chinese military.
One of them's got to have a brain.
They're equally insane. You do have a caller with their hand up, by the way.
Well, we shall take this caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? This is Brother Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Brother Mike.
Yes, how are you all? So, I mean, you were...
Good, how are you?
Yes, hanging tight. But you were talking about the vaccine and about cervical cancer and et cetera. You know, because that vaccine, it's pretty much the same as mRNA and et cetera. It's going to give issues to that child or kid, you know, daughter or the son as well, too. I mean, it is not just without any side effects. So the side effects are too many. So are you guys saying that, for example, they should have a vaccine for cervical cancer or not?
No. No.
I didn't get my son. I got the exemption form for my son. Like, we could go down to City Hall then and just grab it. He never got it. Nope.
Cervical cancer.
Not mine.
So we are in the same way. I mean,
yes.
Because it's again, we don't know what kind of material it is, what they make in their stupid factories. I mean, there's no trust anymore left between humanity and Pfizer or any of those vaccines making money. You know, it's just for money. Israel, they put 4 mRNA Pfizer into their citizens. To us, is the biggest genocide of the century. I mean, why government of Israel has to do such a thing to their own citizens that, you know, if, for example, in
the
October 7th.
I have the Pfizer and Israel agreement. I have that agreement.
Yes.
They did it for data. Pfizer needed the information. They needed a real world study. And that's why you always got Fauci and the CDC director there, I can't remember her name, forgive me, always saying, the information coming out of Israel, Israel is 2 months ahead of us. Yeah, because they inked a deal, because they have a centralized healthcare system database, all computerized, and they could give Pfizer every single bit of information they wanted on every single adverse reaction that was coming out, and nobody needed to be the wiser.
Well, yeah.
They needed the answers, and Israel stood up and said, "Okay, we'll do it." I've shared the agreement on X. It's there. It's redacted to crap, but it's there. And every country signed on, saying that they knew that the product wasn't tested properly, and that they were just going to go ahead and do it anyways.
Well, you kind of. Like the ingredients in these vaccines, too. Okay. And I'm just throwing some obscure ingredients out there because that's basically what is in a lot of these. But you have like dog fetus in one part of the vaccine. You have... the hair of a cat in another part. It's like,
Here, do you want me to give you some? Hold on. It's not
who
a hair cat and I am new, okay?
Who the heck thinks of this crap to put in these vaccines to begin with? Aluminum. Why would anybody put friggin' aluminum in these vaccines? Or mercury. Hello. Mercury used to be in thermometers. And oh my goodness, if your thermometer broke, you were supposed to take that mercury down to the friggin' I don't know, the point.
Especially dump position.
Well, here, do you want to know what was in the influenza shot? For 2021,
Fluclavax quadrivalent. I can't even speak the lettering so small, I'm sorry. But Medane Derby canine kidney cell protein phosphate, Upbert saline protein other than HA, MDCK cell DNA, polysalbury 80, some C word I could not even begin to pronounce. I'm really sorry. I can't pronounce half the ingredients. Oh, thermosol's in there too, by the way. That was in the flu vaccine. 2021 package insert. I'm reading it right from the CDC vaccine ingredients. Yep.
But
yes, ma'am. I can send it to you right now.
Part of canine kidney.
Yep.
Come on. Who
there you
is,
go. Yep.
Who would have even thunk that? To put that shit into a vaccine. This
yeah,
is what,
well, they have. There's baby cell lines in there. There's aborted baby cell lines in one of them. I know there is. I'm looking
stem
for
cells.
It now. But
oh my
yeah, gosh. The stem cells. That's right.
Yeah,
yep.
and what? Okay. Oh my gosh, these people are truly. Insane.
And how many
insane.
How many aborted fetuses do you think those stem cells came from Planned Parenthoods around the world?
Oh yeah, for sure. There is a stem cell research hospital in Mexico because they get away with a lot of the stuff that the stem cell research places in the United States don't because, of course, they don't get kickbacks. And but the place in Mexico.
I can read to you right where it came from. Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you again. I'm so sorry. I can hardly hear you. I got to turn my volume up. I am so sorry. My goodness.
But the stem cell place in Mexico, they do not take, they get their stem cells from the umbilical cord. So they're not using any kind of aborted fetus whatsoever.
Nope.
And so
they do it legitimately.
This is where women actually donate their umbilical cords to this place. For stem cells, and
that's
which is
awesome.
Totally completely different than, and their success rate in Mexico is like 99.9%.
My neighbor just went down there to have her teeth done.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable! Unbelievable
so
the
cheap.
Difference because
so
they're
cheap.
All. They all, you know, do their schooling in the United States and then go to Mexico and actually promote their business, which
see,
is great for a lot of people.
If you can do all of that in Mexico, why the hell do they want to come here?
But, you know, see, this is another thing that a lot of people are losing. It's not the Mexican, per se, that are coming over to the United States because they can get their work visas and cross you know, the border at any given time to do work, okay? It is people that are going through Mexico to the United States.
Venezuelans
and
Guatemalans and people like that.
Exactly. So it's not the Mexican people, you know, because they're allowed to work here in the United States. It's just very, very sad, you know, to get back into these ingredients. This is insanity to me.
This one's gonna hurt a bit.
I have seen physical proof of the trafficking that's going on at the southern border. I watched a video of cartel members in full military dress and with military gear and vehicles. The cartels have operational control of our southern border. I've seen their drones. I watched a video of a 10-year-old little boy walking up to a Customs and Border Patrol agent. They left him in the desert alone.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying that all of them are from other countries besides Mexico, but it's very few are the Mexicans, and if they are coming over here, then they're, you know, the cartel is using them as drug mules and so on and so on. Okay, it's not the Mexican people themselves. It's the cartels. And who is in bed with the cartels?
Well,
the
I also saw another video of an interview with it was a mule or a coyote, rather. What they'll do is the people in the different countries over here that are doing the trafficking will buy these children, and the, what do you call them, the mules or the coyotes will bring these kids through these passes and up through these migrant trails and just leave them where these people can pick them up. And then they become their so-called sponsors.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, that would behoove them. Why not give a little Hispanic kid, you know, steal a Hispanic child and then sell it to, say, a Guatemalan, you know, once they, and then, you know, after the coyotes get their money, then they give the little kid to them, and then their hands are washed, you know.
Yep.
It's a trafficking thing, and our government is in on it. For sure. Do they pay taxes on that?
To the children.
do they pay taxes on that? No. You know, it's just,
well,
just very, very sad.
Isn't it in your tax code that if you steal stuff, you have to report it to the IRS?
Okay,
I think next year I'm claiming the Ukraine on my IRS, on my taxes.
I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere. Make sure that you report your illegal earnings because you got to pay tax.
Well, yeah, but that's only a one-way street, you know? It is.
Yeah.
It's so doggone sad. How is it there
up here?
No, well, I was going to ask Mike how it was in
Singapore?
I always called it Syria. How is it there in Syria there, Mike?
Yes. I mean, we have, of course, set up the tax. Yeah, we are putting, you know, set up tax there, you know. And before you employ in Singapore, usually, or even in Qatar, usually they ask you how much do you really need to be comfortably live here. And some people may shy. He says, well, if you give me $15 an hour, same as minimum wage in my ex-country, I would be fine. But some say, no, I need $30 an hour, $40 an hour. They give them $40 an hour. So that's how you negotiate. I mean, with your employee. But the guy knows, okay, pay, for example, pay me $40 an hour. But the next person is shy and he says, if I say hi, they would not hire me. So if I say, you know, so I say $15 an hour. So 40 and 50 is what, 55? So it will be average $27 each. You see, if you calculate it
Okay, I think I'm going to move to Singapore.
Right?
I mean, Qatar is the same thing. Qatar is the same thing. I mean, many of the others, you know, in Middle East, they talk to you, and you have to kind of sell yourself to them as a he. If I want to come here and live, this is the cost. This is the cost of my house or apartment. This. And they will say yes. Because they need American anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. I mean,
yes.
Because here in the United States, I mean, they tell you how much you are going to make an hour. You can't price is no negotiation here.
Right. You cannot negotiate.
You know,
and if you negotiate a little bit, maybe 50 cents up and down, but that's it. You cannot say, okay, give me $30 or $40 an hour. They will say, c'est la vie. You may see.
Okay, but, okay. Now, I'm going to ask you, what is the Singapore currency in relation to the U.S. dollar? Now, what is the difference there?
Is the SGD, Singaporean dollar, and Singaporean dollar is very close. It's not that much, you know, like 100 U.S. dollars should be 150 range or something. It's not much different.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Yeah. Because,
Wow. That's interesting to know, though.
All right, we need three tickets to Singapore.
I've never been on a plane. I don't know about all that. Can I go by boat?
Yeah, I'm with you here. I ain't doing a plane.
I'll just hop in my canoe. I'll be there soon.
I ain't doing a plane.
No,
You have lots of American people from Africa and many other countries here too. So you will never become single out. So you will find friends all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, that would be a heck of a boat ride, though, wouldn't it?
I don't advise you to do that. Just come by Singapore Airlines is the best one.
If God wanted me to fly, he'd have put wings on my ass when I was born.
After hearing, you know, the questionnaires they ask for the tower people, it's like, you know, they have questions on there like, how many dogs did you have when you were growing up? What were your dogs' names? They don't care about your ability to actually be a traffic controller. No, these are stupid questions that they ask you. And this is the God's honest truth.
Oh, no, I know. Didn't that used to be a civil service test?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I thought the air traffic controller at one time was a civil service test, same as the mailman.
I think it was basically along the same lines, but who knows what the post office? Who knows what the post office questionnaire is like nowadays? I remember when I applied for a job at the Walmart, and one of their questions was, if Bill was working and he was a cashier and he took a pen home, now is that considered stealing or not? And it's like, okay, if he's coming back to work tomorrow, I don't consider that stealing.
No, that's borrowing.
But these are the questions. I mean, doggone it. I don't care if Bill takes a pen home from the Walmart, okay? And but I do care if I'm getting on an airplane and I want to know the qualifications of these people. You know, it is just so, so sad. You got another caller with your hand up.
We have another caller, 413. Welcome.
Hello. Hey, this is Bill, and I have taken many pens with me, so. I used to be a waiter, so anytime anybody hands me a pen, I keep it.
Oh, Lord,
you
see.
I guess I can't fly.
There you go.
Hey, Bill, how's it going, man?
All right. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm groovy.
I love the topic.
Great, great. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm so
Hi, Bill.
Glad
I don't think
that,
I've actually ever gone to say hello to you in person.
And I'm very glad that the ladies are talking good tonight, because we men like to be silent tonight and let ladies talk.
Let ladies talk? Hey, there's only three men and two women. We're outnumbered.
See, if we did that, we'd never get a word in edgewise.
Well, I saw a good meme the other day. It said, I still can't believe God was able to take a rib and make an amplifier out of it.
Oh, I like that one. That's beautiful.
That was a good one.
World's
that was
first
pretty
amplifier.
Good. That was
nice.
Good.
How you doing, brother?
I'm living my dream. I saw you. I've been doing these MK Ultra and then Survivor spaces, and you know my mind's blown. And actually, Tuesday night we're doing one about child trafficking with Dan Ball from AOM. AOA,
yeah,
and a couple other reporters. And you know, there's no more important topic to talk
most
about.
Most definitely,
in my opinion. Yeah,
it
ties
the
in with the border.
Topic there is.
Yeah, ties in with the border, which is also important.
Are you finding you're getting a good group of people listening, like paying attention now?
Well, we had Saturday night. We had live listeners. I haven't looked to see what the recording. I get at least 50% more come after the space closes, but I had about 2,550. Folks listened to Saturday night, and so yeah, the topic is just making it aware, people more aware, and just more people come in and want to talk. So, yeah.
Well, if we don't make it aware, nobody's going to know.
It's hard for people to wrap their minds around, you know, what's been happening, and not just recently, you know, for years and decades, you know, but it is getting out there now that we have, you know, free speech on Twitter. We still have radio. We can say whatever we want.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
You want to open that can of worms?
You gotta play with the algorithm.
Unless your name is Hope, and then you're in the abyss and no one sees crap you do. No, okay.
Well, that's why when I
Me
started
and Mr. Musk don't get along so good. Oh
yeah, when I started right after he bought it, and so I started my account in May of 2022, but I didn't really start to use it till November, and I had 10 followers, right? And but I, you know, my view was I can finally say what I want to say without getting shut down, you know. Well, then I figured out I got to say it the right way or I'm going to get shut down. Right? And I got to fight all these trolls.
But,
and I got to do all these things to keep from being.
Is that not the sad thing, though, Bill, is that you have to say it the right way? why not, you know, to me, I find it rather sad that you have to watch your P's and Q's, and it is, that's not freedom of speech to me.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
What I find, it's really professionalism, right? You can't call people morons. That's a trigger word for X, right? You can't say they're stupid, right? You talk about the issues and not the person. And if you stay within those guidelines and you be professional, and I used to, you know, Brian will tell you, I used to beat down the trolls and argue with them. And
I still do.
And that gets you reported, right? And depending on what you said to them, even no matter how horrible the things they said to you, all they have to do is take a snapshot of something you said to them, and that'll get you, you know, not suspended, but kind of limited for a period of time. So now I just say, oh, bless your heart.
But, you know, you know, that's common courtesy not to call anybody a blundering boob on air or an idiot, whatever you want to, whatever the choice word is. You know, you just don't do that. But
you can still do it, but you have to use a meme. Because the algorithm still can't read memes.
That's pretty doggone scary, though, that you still have to. And I'm finding it more and more on this thing they call X, that you, there is no freedom of speech there. You know, it's getting knocked out, and people are getting deleted and put on restriction. And it's beyond, you know.
It seems
just
like
my
that's
opinion,
all anybody's doing anymore.
But I just wanted to add, too, Bill, you are sorely missed.
Oh, and I miss you.
Yes,
guys.
You are, brother.
But I haven't been to, like, you know, once again, once you figure out the rules and how to handle people, and, you know, I don't really view it as censorship, but I haven't been suspended probably since February. Sorry, I haven't been suspended at all, but I haven't been shadow banned or any of that stuff since, you know, since February. And I'm covering, I mean, I'm getting attacked like crazy because I'm covering these topics, right? And people don't want you to cover these topics, right? But, you know, I'm just dealing with it. You know, what I do is I call it reverse trolling, right? I compliment them. I try to find common ground, right? And they come back with worse and worse insults. And every insult comment, I report. But then I keep egging them on by complimenting them. You know, the Bible says, loving your enemies like pouring coals on their head. And that's what I'm doing. I'm
Why don't you just say it the way it is, Bill? Give them enough rope to hang themselves.
So they're trying to trigger me into saying something that they can report. And I get 10, you know, of their comments that I just report, one after the other after the other. And all of a sudden,
right,
you see the person disappear, you know, because they get suspended. So,
well,
I've just learned to play the game.
Which is the better way to approach it,
most definitely.
So,
see, we're under threat of being arrested for our speech up here and put in prison for life.
Are you
in Canada? I'm a Canada, yeah.
Okay, all you had to say was you're under threat of being arrested. And I'm like, you live in the communist country of Canada.
No doubt.
Yeah, she's up in Canada.
Yep. And so, but there's a little hidden thing in there. They can go back for things you've said 10, 15 years ago. So I'm in for a penny and for a pound now. If they think I'm going to sit down or shut up or get quiet, they've got another thing coming. Because, like, I've got to go all in now because they just can't get away with this stuff. They're going to scare people to be even more silent than they are. Like, you know, like if you're going to play the game by their rules and, you know, watch your speech and make sure that you don't use trigger words to get the algorithm hitting on your account because, well, I get hit all over the place. But they're making it so people are afraid to speak out now, even more than they were before. The Emergencies Act was like a great tool to get people to sit down up here. Boom, it was over. And then now with this bill, they're going to scare more people. So how much speech do we allow them to
curb? That was one of the purposes of January 6th, right? It wasn't their main purpose, but
100%.
Secondary purpose was now shut up. You know, you can't practice your inalienable right to regress your government, you know, with your complaint, because we're going to put you in jail. You just see the investigative journalists they just arrested for just reporting on January 6th.
It's all that.
And his wife was pregnant and she had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that. That's so sad.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
When the dust clears, insanity returns, then he can sue the government for that.
This is where they went up to his door and they had it all on the ring cam, right? Where their AKAs were drawn and stuff. Is this the one that you're talking about, Bill?
I believe so. It was just recent.
It
was a tall, thin, gray-haired guy that I saw.
They warned them ahead of time
that they were coming, but they didn't have to come with the AK-47s and, you know, it's just the way they're doing it, right? What they're doing to him. It's the message they're sending to everybody else.
Exactly.
Just like they did to Roger Stone. You know, they wanted to put the fear of God into everybody. And this is what's going to happen to you, and we don't care if you're Roger Stone or not.
Oh, speaking of...
Exactly.
But see, what they're doing is they're abusing the parents, and the parents are in turn allowing their children to be abused.
Yeah.
They're manipulating mental gymnasticking the parents, and the parents are just cycling that down to their kids. Just do what you're told. Oh, here, follow this one. Follow this game. Follow that one. Nothing is being...
What's that?
Being as to how you are back tonight, would you like to say hello to our three-letter guests?
I only say hi to them when they're screwing around with Blog Talk. But
well,
it won't
slacking.
Hurt. We'd like to... On behalf of Infinite Source Broadcast Network, I would like to thank our special guests, the three-letter box agencies, FBI, NSA, and CIA. Thank you for your patronage. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Take it away, Brian.
And I learned that from you. I say that on all my spaces now. And I take it a step further. I actually have a notice that I post, and I say, this is for my FBI, NSA, CIA agent, right? And it's a legal notice that kind of absolves me of anything anybody else says while they're on my space.
Put that disclaimer out there.
I'll send you that. Could you read that out loud on the radio?
That's called CYA, Cover Your Ass.
That's my three-letter organization.
Plausible deniability.
Oh, that's great, though. Thank you, Bill, for sharing.
Yeah, I didn't
have
much time.
Put that out on the advertisements now.
So I'm going to go back, sit, and watch a movie with my grandkids, but I wanted to pop in and say hi. It's been a while. Love you guys.
It's been a while.
Thank you for dropping in, brother.
You take care, Bill, okay?
I'll send you that notice in the DM.
Awesome.
Okie dokie pokey. Okay, night.
Night.
Oh, that was cool.
Oh, Mr. Bill.
No.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
See, everybody's in it. That's the message. We need to get out there, and we need to speak out more and more and more about every facet of this crap. Not just the trafficking, not just the vaccines, every bit of it.
And that, excuse me, there's just not enough hours in a day because the abuse runs rampant, and it's in almost every single facet. You send those children to the indoctrination centers, aka schools, where they're being indoctrinated with, and if you don't have an actual camera set up, a light bulb just went off in my head. I think that every parent should have some kind of spy device planted on their child where they send them into that indoctrination center.
Body cam, as long as they're at school.
What? To know exactly what the heck is going on, because I remember when they were doing that Zoom schooling, they actually advised parents, guardians, etc., not to be in the room while the Zoom was taking place. And
that's right.
One of my friends had mentioned it to me because she was in care of her grandchildren, and I said, okay, that would give me cause right there to sit in and find out exactly what they're being taught over this internet. Plus, you had all these computers that were given from the government to these children for this Zoom school.
Do you want to know what's going on up here in our schools?
What's that?
All of them has a bug in it. All of them has a bug in it.
Wow.
And also they, whenever they open up the computer, they can monitor their activity as well too. So never accept any computer that is given from school or from government entities, because they're all there. They put the spyware that you cannot find it, and basically they're to monitor the work of your kid. Go ahead, please.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And
well, we have a trans unicorn up here in Ontario in our Catholic. But they're in our Catholic and public school, this unicorn. From our Queen's University researcher, Lee Arkin, assistant professor of gender and sexuality studies and education, and Kyle Kirkup, associate professor in the Facility of Law, Common Law Section at the University of Ottawa, have launched an online resource that targets elementary and high school students and educators seeking more information about gender identity and gender expression, human rights, and protection. With Gigi, a beautiful, handsome, non-binary unicorn, as their guide, kindergarten to grade 12 students across Ontario can acquire information and tools to self-advocate within their school and school board.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm speechless. I mean.
Yep.
I just don't.
I'm not speechless. I can't say it here.
I'm stuttering. I'm so speechless. Wow.
I cannot say what I want to say here. No.
Yeah, gender expression and gender identity are still new concepts to many people, let alone new areas of legal responsibility for school staff. Gigi.ca is intended to fill the gap by supporting Ontario's kindergarten through grade 12 students and their loved ones
in the kind of self-advocacy that changes schools for everyone.
See, I know Justin Trudeau walks around in a pink thong.
Oh, gosh.
But this is
well,
from Queen's University.
We know that Trudeau's son wears pink. I've seen a lot of pictures of him in pink.
Kindergarten students, they're grade 4 years old for self-advocacy, for trans, like for all this gender stuff. Like, I'm sorry.
What were you doing at four years old?
Racetrack set, because I got a cool one for Christmas. I don't know. I thought about, you know, just being a kid. I didn't think about boy-girl stuff. I don't know. I went fishing. I did all kinds of stuff. But I liked my dresses.
I was
with
Matchbox cars.
I was a tomboy, I guess. That's what we were called back then.
This is how they inject this shit into our kids' heads.
That's exactly how they do it, and most parents don't know.
This is what, you know, you send your kids to these public schools. Public schools are funded, well, basically from the taxpayers, because the government doesn't pay for shit. It's all from the taxpayers. And so you are actually, I mean, common sense tells you that you are paying the government to do this to your children.
Want a government-funded program? That should have a program, design an app for each school where every parent can access a camera to every classroom so they can periodically check on their kids and what they're learning throughout the day with every teacher.
But see, that can be manipulated, okay? This is how come I say you put one of those little spy cameras on your child yourself. The kid doesn't need to know about what it is, okay? They are so tiny now, but you put that on your child in some indiscreet form on his or her body or in their backpack or lunch pail or what have you, and you get it firsthand. But when you have cameras actually up inside in the government, wink, wink, you are paying for these cameras that are installed in the classroom, those can be manipulated. Okay.
Well, they didn't even work in jail. Epstein killed himself when the camera was off.
Okay.
You know, he murder-sided himself.
There was a glitch. Hope, okay, it was a glitch.
Yeah,
and the guards,
that glitch was called an off button.
The guards fell asleep. Okay, now stop it.
That's what happens when you pull out the plug and plug it back.
Stop. And you have,
I'm sorry, I got it wrong. You got it. Oh yeah.
You have a 5 foot high, you know, bunk bed in his cell, and here he is. He's what, 6.5 feet tall, and it's all legit.
Tall.
Oh my gosh, it's so legit. And
I think he was only like 5'8", 5'9".
Oh, whatever the case may be,
that's
Brian.
It is.
Okay,
nothing else.
It would have been hard for me if the bunk bed's only 5 feet high. I mean, I'm only 5 foot tall, so it would have been hard for me to strangle myself with the sheets. I tell you, this is, and people
especially the way the coroner said that shit.
People believe they eat this up, okay? Because it's some form of entertainment. They eat it up, and it's like watching the Kardashians, okay? It's stupid, mindless crap that people are actually buying it, and it's like, oh my gosh.
But see, that's how we know how deep this Epstein shit goes with the kids. Is because there still hasn't been one person on his list arrested.
Well, of course not. Do you really think that they are going to be arrested? Nope. They're not going to.
Nope.
They protect
want them arrested.
They eat their own and protect their own both at the same simultaneously.
They don't deserve to live on the taxpayer dime in prison for the rest of their lives.
They don't. They don't. Absolutely
not. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, if you saw Jesus Camp, I mean, they do not let their kids away from their side. They are very protective of them, and also they homeschooling them and to get the best school ever you can find in the United States. Is homeschooling, because by sending them to the school, I mean, they get dumb and dumber, because the teacher, it doesn't teach them anything. Just
right.
Very, very basic. So as a result, for example, the movie Jesus Camp, we saw that, you know, they are reluctant to send their kids to the school.
Oh, yeah.
And I like that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You're right, though, Mike, because it's called the dumbing down of a society. And it's all been planned. You know, this is all to dumb down people. And it works. It totally, completely works.
What about
so
some of the moms
that are
not working right now?
You look back when this country was first settled.
Pods.
Kids only went to school a certain amount of days of the year. I think it was like maybe one or two days of the week, if that. The rest of the time, they were home with their parents, learning how to live. They were there learning how to take care of a family.
Yeah, that was like Little House on the Prairie days.
Yeah.
I remember my mom telling us that when she grew up, there was a one-room schoolhouse, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it was from, like, I guess, kindergarten, first grade through to eighth grade, okay?
Yep.
And the eighth, and they were all in the same classroom. And, you know, the eighth graders would help the younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was only one teacher, you know, but that's how it was back in those days. And which makes perfect sense. I know, I actually know somebody, mom and dad, and they have two kids, and they live in a real rural area. And so they get the opportunity to be in that type of a school setting, a one-room schoolhouse, where they have different grades and stuff. And this, I mean, these kids, they don't realize what a great life their parents are able to give them right now.
Absolutely.
And,
no doubt.
And it is so, so wonderful. And it just brings tears to my eyes tears of joy, because these parents are able to provide their children with this. And
well, see, that's what I love about our little town here in Northwest Iowa. Now, our town was settled back in the 1800s. Now, school, it's a fairly modern school, but it still has all of the grades in the same school.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, they still have a model over by the fairgrounds, where about two blocks away from where I live, of the original school, the original town itself. It's their full-size places. The sheriff's office, the old schoolhouse, the old church, everything that this town was first built when this town was here. They made a model of. And you can walk around in these things, and they show all the old furniture and stuff. And these kids can walk around and learn the history of the town that they grew up in and lived in.
Well, that's cool. That's very cool.
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. A kid should always know where they come from.
Well, they should. You know, these presidential libraries aren't just, I mean, they're not cutting the mustard. I've been to the Nixon Library, and they did have the house that he grew up in. Very, very small house. And, you know, there were some interesting things that they have on display, but also, I mean, very questionable things, because I don't believe that we've ever been to the moon. And again, I've been to the Nixon Library, and you know, but no, something like that, Brian, that would be so cool.
It is.
So cool.
I live in one of those towns where you only see the stuff that's happening if you turn on the news, because in this town it's like literally like Mayberry.
And how ideal, though. I mean, I could have like really hung my hat in a place like that, like Little House on the Prairie and stuff like that. Man, I would have dug living on a farm. And
I've lived in Miami, I've lived in South Florida, I've lived in Philadelphia, I've lived in Minnesota. I've been here for 16 years. It's the longest I've ever been anywhere, other than Florida.
Yeah. I just think.
Well, do you think maybe it's time we took our kids back then?
I think it's long past time.
I mean, there's moms, there's grandmas, there's aunts, there's women that aren't working. Why not do a homeschooling pod? If we really want to make change, and if we really want to make noise, then why don't we?
Well,
I agree.
And there's so many pros. But then you have the cons, okay? Pro is it is wonderful, and it would be a grandioso education for a child, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. Okay, because I was able to homeschool my children. In fact, I was even registered as a school. So I was a school. I was a principal. I was a teacher, all rolled into one. And which was ideal. And there are groups and stuff that you can join where you have other parents that are doing that also. Now the con is that I don't know if you could actually do that today. I know
yeah,
that...
Oh, you could. You can get all the books here. Oh, you definitely can here. Because you can,
but
you
see,
can self-nanny... For five kids. Okay, you can have five without being registered. And you can get all the curriculum and all the books, and as long as you submit the test to the province, you can homeschool. You just have to fill out the forms.
Okay.
And then you can do the rotated pod. So you visit different moms every day, so they get like a different teacher, like a different subject. One mom does English, one mom does math, one mom does history. But you know, it's a group. It's a whole group, so you know exactly what your children are learning. You can do it very easily here.
Okay, but see, in where I live, if I were to get their curriculum, then they would still, my child would count as being enrolled in their indoctrination center, and they would get money for that, okay? Now, what I did was I had my own curriculum, I made up my own curriculum and
doesn't
taught my kids that way.
Doesn't that still have to be approved by the Board of Education?
No.
Yeah,
nope.
It's not so much to follow their curriculum. It's just they have, like, worksheets and stuff you can pull out of there with math and stuff. Like, it's not a verbatim what they're learning in the classroom today.
Okay.
It's more what you would do.
But in California,
you know?
that would be considered that my kid was enrolled in the school. I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
That these are the rules. These are the rules of California. Now, I could have done it that way and got their curriculum, or what I did was I had made up my own curriculum, and I would make up the tests myself.
Good for you.
Okay.
Yes,
and,
you know.
I'm sorry?
Yes, you know, especially when you send your kids to the school or universities, what will happen? You know, we see universities now is a war zone. Schools are the war zone. And bunch of bullying students are bullying other people, etc. So it's very great danger for our kids. So therefore, the homeschooling, I think it will be more will be advocated in Canada, in United States, and in many, many other countries. Because you don't want to send your beloved, kids, or sons or daughters to the school or university and come back in body bag. So therefore...
But depending upon, like, the bullying and stuff, okay, sometimes I believe that what people would consider bullying today is not necessarily bullying, okay? And again, this is my own opinion on it. I mean, there are so many things that, okay, I know of this big, huge company that somebody works for. They have what is called specifically designed for their pansy ass employees a free room. Okay, so if somebody is feeling stressed or somebody called them lazy and they felt horrible about it, they'd go into this free space room, and they supplied adults with freaking color crayons and coloring books so that they can have some free time to get, you know, to get their feelings unhurt. Now, come on. This is ridiculous. You know, you have a person, an adult, who should know how to handle the situation instead of being a little wussy.
Yeah, but you
got to
remember,
hiding,
these are the same people that identify as a cat.
Yeah, hiding in their safe spaces. So bullying in my day, it was just growing up, period. We didn't call it bullying. That's not what it was called. It was just a fact of life, you know. If you're wearing,
that was called social media in our day.
Basically, and you know, it was hard knocks. You learned a lot from hard knocks, the school of hard knocks.
Mm-hmm.
But
I graduated
but
with flying colors.
Today, you know, bullying is, if I said Brian, mom liked me more, and Brian and I are not blood related, but if I were to say that to Brian and Brian, like, you know, got all butt hurt and stuff, that would be considered bullying.
I'm telling
to me to me, it's not bullying. To me, it's, Brian, you're a little wussy. Knock it off.
or picking up. Sometimes you're picking up, for example, in this case, Brian, you're picking up on your brother, Brian, that, hey, mommy loves me more than you. So, yeah, that's not a bully. That's more picking up, pick up. Picking up on him.
Yeah, you know,
just
like
that. Yeah. I understand
that. But, you know, it just depends. I mean, there's so many forms of, or excuse me, definitions nowadays. Just like how many friggin' genders are there now? There are only two in
50.
My book, but...
50.
But
there's 50 two. Genders.
You know, it's like ridiculous. If my kid was wearing a dog costume and said, you know, you better call me Rover because I changed my name, I'm going to go, come here, you're going to change that little furry outfit too. I'm going to kick your ass. Just like, it's so ridiculous that we have to pander and bow down to these mentally ill people.
Right. Actually, we have more mentally ill people in the United States, in Canada, around the globe than the normal people. Normal people is very few right now around the globe, and that's the problem right now today.
So much medication is being dished out. They're on so much medication. They're on mind-numbing medication.
Yes,
and they're being pumped
full of...
If they would stop playing with all the technology, get out of their fake worlds, get back into nature.
But it's because they have a pill for every ill. That's the motto now. You feeling sad?
Right.
Here, take a pill. Oh, you put on a little bit of weight. Oh, you don't feel too good. Here, take a pill. This will make you feel better. Oh, you put on 40 pounds. Okay, here, take this one. It might help you feel better.
For everything.
Well, yeah.
Pill for every ill.
And
so the only way to stop them, and you have to save the kids. No matter what, I'm sorry, it might take a little bit of work, but you're going to have to find a way, because if you don't save the child, then you're showing them that they don't really matter anyways, because you won't do the work for them.
Fact of the matter is, we should be
working
as hard to save our kids as they are to destroy them.
Look at how many teachers are all of a sudden doctors. The teacher, your child is, I know firsthand that children can be oh so bored in class that they're not paying attention. Okay, but the teacher observes this, and all of a sudden they're a doctor. Your child has ADD, and you know, put them on Ritalin. It'll solve all the problems. No, you got a lazy ass teacher who isn't analyzing.
I'll take my kid out of your boring ass class.
Exactly.
Can't learn that way. I couldn't learn that way. I couldn't learn with the teacher standing there telling me. I like to look in the book, and if I had questions, I would ask. I was lucky in math, it made sense to me, right? I could do it. It's okay, do you want me to do this? Okay, fine. But if some kids learn different, and that they're not being challenged anymore. Like we used to have, what was it called, gifted classes or whatever. I can't remember the name of it. And that's where you went. That's where all the ADHD kids went, because they couldn't sit still. They were bored to tears. They were way far ahead of everybody in the class normally. So they all went to that class.
Their AP classes,
everybody
has to have a freaking participation trophy. I was okay today on this thing they call X. I decided to switch up my bio a little bit. Okay, so I switched up my bio, And then all of a sudden, I get locked out of X, and I'm going, what the heck is going on here? And so this thing flashes on my phone, and all it does is say, you know, we think you might be a bot, so answer these questions. And I'm like,
I get that all the time.
They're not asking a question, okay? They're not telling you how to do this. And so I'm like, what the heck? I should have videotaped it all, but I didn't.
Okay.
And
you know, when was the last time you changed anything on your profile?
A couple of weeks ago.
You changed your profile picture. Didn't you notice? Come on now.
Yes, I did. Well, I told you about that, didn't I?
Okay. No, I changed
it
again.
But I mean, as far as wording or anything like that go.
About a month ago. But that's neither here nor there. Let me finish my story here. Okay? So it's like this, how they're presenting this stuff to me is not making any sense because I'm reading what they have. It's like which ones have it in common and which ones don't. And it's like, okay, what in common for one thing you're talking about? So you know, I do the test first of all, and it says, well, you didn't get all of them right, so do you want to take the test again? And it's like, of course I want to take the test again. And so this time, without reading anything, I just looked at the two side-by-side pictures, and I'm going, ah, that's what they want. And then, of course, I passed it with flying colors. And it's like, oh, you're not a bot after all. And it's like, really? But this is like, oh my gosh, it was so stupid. And
they do that to you, but yet there's hundreds of thousands of porn bots all over.
Thank you, Brian. I know. If I would take a picture in a scantily clad outfit, then which will never happen, guys, okay, so don't get your hopes up. But no, that would fly. I would never ever be questioned. But it was just like so bizarre to me that it's like, okay, you know, what is different? And I couldn't believe it. But so if you're ever locked out of X, just call me up and I'll tell you how to pass, okay? But it was,
if I get locked
you
out
want
of X,
to
you
send
be damn
every
sure
time I get locked out of the account.
Okay. they can identify somebody changing their bio, but they can't identify when their program is having it's inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they know. Those porn bots are put on there for reasons. You know that. There's suppressions and their markers for goon bots.
No, no,
sure.
I'm just bringing up the fact that, you know, you're having the same problem that I was having, Hope, with with
big time.
The things matching up. I did fail to tell you though that when I was complaining about it, I said, you know, this feature is as useless as tits on a bull. And that's when they deleted my post.
Well, ladies, I have to break in and let you know that we are down to 1 minute and 20 seconds left in our show this evening.
Oh, my goodness.
Excellent show.
We went fast.
We are so glad that ladies, for one time, they took over the show, and we are so happy and glad that ladies talk to us.
Okay, Mike, join us Tuesday night. I am going to have my show, okay? And Hope is going to co-host it with me. So,
well, I'll be on again tomorrow night and Tuesday night.
But what time? In Eastern or Southern California?
Okay, Tuesday shows are California time, so it will be 6 p.m. California time.
Okay, so that's good. I do my best to be present with you guys, and we appreciate all the ladies and Mr. Bob as well. And until next time, shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Love you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Have a good night, Mike. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were saying good night. Good night.